Welcome everyone to today's Turiya meditation session. This is Laurie Seymour at the Baca Journey. Settle in, maybe even do a little kind of stretch of your shoulders, lifting them towards your ears and then dropping them back down. For me, I noticed that the center of my back has felt a little tight. So it feels good to kind of move that around a little. And then take a breath or two. That's a delicious breath that you breathe in and acknowledge and receive and allow to then move through your body. Feeling also the out-breath, each out-breath. You release and let go of anything that you feel moved to let go of today in this moment. And one more breath. Early this morning, I had a long, long talk with my daughter who was on her way to work. And she literally spent about 75 minutes telling me about what she intended to do about her job, and most particularly about her boss, and all of the things. She gave me all of the backstory, all the details, just so I would understand the context of what she was going through and what she wanted to do. And I was moved by what she wanted to do, and I think that's the reason it's coming up today, or right now, is she had already scheduled a time with her boss to talk to him at length, to go into great deliberate detail about what's not working, what needs to happen for her, and to really, I will say, confront him with what he's not doing well as a manager. And she wanted it to run it by me partly to, you know, say, does this make sense? And is this okay to say? And how else could I do it? And what I'm struck with now is when you are in the place where you are sitting with the power of what's true, not with emotion, not with, judgment necessarily about the situation or about the other person or about yourself, but just sitting with what is true in the situation and what's true in what you need to say. Even if you never get an apology, that even if you never get any kind of resolution, the ability and the willingness to say what's true has a power unto itself. For her, the power is, we work in a company where the bottom line isn't just a bottom line. It is people's lives and their health and their well-being. And if we don't address this, the company is not going to be able to do that successfully. And so that's her bottom line. It doesn't matter whether she stays, even though she would like to. It doesn't matter whether she gets in trouble. It's the willingness to say, this is what's going on. And she said, I can't leave without trying to do one last thing, to say it one last way, and to be strong and clear and deliberate. And who knows what's going to happen? And I, you know, had this feeling as her mom of, are you covering your back? Are you okay if you get fired? And she basically said, I'm okay with it all. I'm okay with it all as long as I step forward clearly with what I see happening and what could happen, how this could change, how this could be better. So it's something to reflect upon in your own life. Is there anywhere where you're needing to simply state what is true for you where you see something that could be changed and you have a choice whether you speak up or whether you sit back and say, well, it's not my responsibility. I can't do anything. I don't have the power. So we have that choice. We have that choice really all of the time. And are you in a situation? Are you ever in a situation where you could right now say to yourself, yes, I'm willing to share what's true. I'm willing to speak the truth. And in speaking the truth, what happens is you receive the power of that. You receive the power of your own willingness and of the energy of truth. And that is something that, and you probably know this because when you've done that, you've felt it. You feel the truth in your own body. And it can shake you. It can, in a way, it can rock you because we're not so often used to speaking what's true. And I'm struck right now is that what she is doing in a way is speaking truth to power. And we've heard that phrase out in the world. And that willingness to, no matter what, share what's true. Not in a hissy fit kind of way, but with your feet on the ground and the fullness in your own heart and the awareness that that you're doing this from a place of choice because there is a greater good, there is a greater happening that's possible. And so I suppose I would want to ask, are you willing? Are you willing? So now let's all go inside for this time of meditation. Setting that aside for a moment, setting all that I've just said, and going into the quiet, into receiving that. Let's all go inside. This is complete. Take a few moments, to stretch, to stand and stretch or stretch where you're seated. We began with stretching, we end with stretching. Remember to breathe as you stretch, just because that breath helps to extend the stretch, helps just stretching a little bit more. And for those of you who are not with us live today, feel free to stretch any way that you'd like, as long as you like, and then take a few extra moments to acknowledge what this time has been for you. If you feel like doing that out loud, that's great, or just simply within yourself, a moment of acknowledgement. And we'll see you next time.